Have you ever thought about whether one single super smart AI can really do everything well? Well, it turns out maybe not. Today, we're going to dive deep into something called multi-agent LLM architecture. It's a big shift, really, moving away from that lone genius idea towards, well, more of an AI dream team. Our mission here is to unpack how this kind of collaborative AI approach boosts efficiency, gets you better specialization, and ultimately how it changes the game for solving complex problems.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept, and the core idea is actually pretty straightforward when you break it down. A multi-agent LLM system is basically, a team of AI agents. Each one is powered by its own large language model. They work together, sure, but the key insight is that each agent often has its own unique area of expertise. They coordinate their actions to hit some shared goal. Think about it like one agent crunching data, another drafting creative text, maybe a third one doing rigorous fact-checking. It's a specialization that unlocks capability you just wouldn't get from one AI trying to juggle everything.
Okay, I like that dream team idea. But how does that actually work in practice? I mean, how do these individual AI players coordinate? How do they avoid, stepping on each other's toes or descending into just chaos? How's the work divided up?
That's a great question because the coordination piece, the orchestration, that's really where the magic happens. So when a complex task comes in, the system first breaks it down, decomposes it into smaller, manageable subtasks. Then you have what's called an orchestration layer. Think of it like a central manager or a conductor. Frameworks like AutoGen or CrewAI often handle this. It routes the right task to the right agent, figures out the sequence, and pulls the results back together. And for this to work smoothly, they need clear communication protocols, ways to exchange information, maybe using shared memory or message queues so everyone's on the same page.
Right. Okay. So that orchestration is key. And the benefits start to become pretty clear, I think. Obviously, you get better quality from that enhanced task specialization, like having one agent just focused on writing code and another on testing it. What else stands out as a real, game changer here?
Well, for me, one really profound thing is how this specialization can lead to emerging capabilities. Problems that seem maybe too complex for a single AI suddenly become solvable when you break them down and orchestrate these specialized agents. It's not just faster, it potentially opens up whole new types of AI applications. And then there's improved scalability. You can often just add more agents to handle bigger problems or more users without needing a total system rebuild, which naturally leads to faster problem solving because agents can work in parallel. Two heads are better than one, or in this case, maybe 10 AI heads. Plus, there's redundancy and fault tolerance. Agents can double-check each other's work. It avoids that single point of failure problem you sometimes worry about with just one big AI model.
That scalability point is interesting, but does just adding more agents always work perfectly? Or do you sometimes run into like diminishing returns or new coordination headaches as the team gets bigger?
That's a fair point. It's not always a perfectly smooth scaling curve, no. But the architecture itself allows for that growth more readily than a monolithic system. That's the key difference. Now, to make this more concrete, let's paint a picture. Where might you actually see this kind of thing? Imagine, say, autonomous research assistants. A team of AI agents could gather data, analyze it, synthesize findings, write reports. Much like a human research team, but, potentially much faster.
Yeah, or building on that, think about AI-powered customer support. You could have a system that really mimics a human support center. Maybe level one agents handling the simple stuff, then specialized agents for tricky issues, even supervisor agents for escalations, all working together to give you better, faster service.
Exactly. It sounds incredibly powerful, and it is. But like any advanced tech, there are definitely hurdles.
Right, it can't all be smooth sailing. What do you see as the biggest practical challenge when people try to deploy these multi-agent systems right now?
Well, one immediate thing is the coordination overhead itself. Managing all those interactions, making sure they're synchronized, it can get complex. It's like trying to conduct that symphony. If the timing's off, you don't get beautiful music, you get noise. Miscommunications can happen, tasks might get dropped. And interestingly, having more agents and more communication channels actually increases the security vulnerability surface. Each agent is a potential weak point. If one gets compromised, it could potentially send bad prompts or poison data to the others, causing real problems. And we also have to mention resource intensity. Running multiple LLMs, especially powerful ones, takes serious hardware. We're talking high-end GPUs, lots of memory. It's a significant investment.
Okay, so there are definitely challenges to iron out. Looking ahead, though, where does this go? It sounds like we're moving towards even more complex setups. Things like agent swarms or whole agentic AI ecosystems. Not just a handful of agents, but maybe dozens, hundreds.
Absolutely. That seems to be the trajectory. We could start seeing things that look like entire AI departments within a company, or maybe even an entire AI company composed of specialized agents running some complex operation. It's a pretty fundamental shift in thinking about AI.
It really is an incredible shift, isn't it? Moving from that idea of a single monolithic AI trying to know everything to these complex dynamic networks of, well, synthetic agents working together, each bringing its own expertise.
Yeah, exactly. And it leaves you with a pretty big question to think about, right? As we move deeper into this future of agentic AI, how might these collaborative systems fundamentally change how we even approach, let alone solve, the world's really complex, messy problems? That's something worth mulling over, I think.